and biology. Of course you have, but what about tribology? Well, tonight at the University of Southampton, the public are invited to learn more about this largely unheard-of science. Now, Laura Ansell was one step ahead of us, and last week, before she took time off for a long weekend, she went to find out more for us on tribology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Julian Wharton. I'm a lecturer here at the National Centre for Advanced Tribology at Southampton.
What is tribology?
Tribology is simply the science of friction, wear and lubrication. Now, that has important consequences from commercial products, which are used in hand creams, lip gloss. That's how, you know, if you have to apply the lip gloss, how long it stays on there. These are important properties that tribology is trying to understand. Also, tribology extends into the engineering aspects. So you've got cars engines. Brakes are an important tribological situation, but also we're interested in much larger structures, so the movement of ships through the sea, and that is an important tribological issue.
So why is tribology such an unheard-of science when it affects us in our every day-to-day life, yet I have never heard of it?
Tribology was first coined in the 60s, when it was first established that it was 3-4% of GDP.
So it meant a lot to the country's wealth?
Absolutely. Even today, tribology has a direct cost of 30 to 40 billion a year. So that's how important it is to the UK industry and UK engineering. But tribology goes back right to the dawn of time. So we had the pharaohs and the Egyptians. They had to move their stone blocks to build the pyramids using wooden pillars and rollers, but they also lubricated those with oil and water. So it's a fundamental process that's been with mankind for thousands of years.
How important is tribology today?
Tribology is fundamentally important because what we're trying to do is to make things more efficient and more sustainable. So within commercial products and consumer products, we're looking at and working with Gillette, improving the shaving, and also looking at how lotions interact with the skin.
My name is Martin Evans. I'm also at the National Centre for Advanced Tribology. My PhD project is on bearing failures in wind turbines. The UK is about to become the world's largest capability for offshore wind. And there are some problems associated with this in that wind turbines don't actually meet their expected lifetime. They fall far short of that, in fact. So wind turbines are meant to last about 20 years, but for a multi-megawatt wind turbine, the gearbox life is approximately 5 years on average. So this is a big problem because you're going to have to replace a gearbox maybe 3 or 4 times in the actual lifetime of the wind turbine.
So what are you hoping to try and do then?
So for my project, we're trying to fundamentally understand some of the tribological failure modes that actually occur in the wind turbine gearbox bearings. And if we can actually become better in our knowledge of solutions, we can put these solutions into practice and thereby extend the life of the gearboxes and make a greener future for our economy.